does have it all. All of our pre-owned vehicles are Hubler Q certified, which include a 128-point vehicle inspection, a free Carfax vehicle history report, and two warranties. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a 30-day, 1,000-mile comprehensive warranty. Visit any of our 13 locations today, or click drivehubler.com. Hubler has it all.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Glad you're with us. We've got another hour to go. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. We're going to talk with Brendan King in this hour, talking about baseball. We're also going to talk some racing. I've got NASCAR, and we got the track. We open up at the track this week. Right now, though, we turn it back over to the star of the show. It's Network Indiana's Corbin Lingenfeld.
Thank you, Coach. Let's start off with some college softball. In local news, the University of Indianapolis is advancing on in the GLVC tournament. They will take on the winner of Missouri S&T and McKendree. That game's tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern. And then UIndy will throw first pitch at 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Again, UIndy moving on in the GLVC tournament, knocking off Lewis 1-0 earlier on today. In Major League Baseball from earlier, the White Sox took down the Cardinals 6-5 on an 8-hit day, and the Cubs matched that, winning 6-5 over the Milwaukee Brewers, another 8-hit day for Chicago. Also earlier on, the Guardians knocked off the Angels 7-1, 6 hits for them, and the Cincinnati Reds, 6 hits, could not muster enough runs. They fall to Baltimore 2-1. Over in high school baseball, Brownsburg takes down Terre Haute North Vigo 8-0. Monroe Central 11-1 winners over Randolph Southern. Providence wins over Seymour 5-4. Guerin Catholic wins 3-2 over Norwell. Twin Lakes wins 8-4 over Rossville. Irvington Preparatory Academy 18-0 winners over Indianapolis Shortridge. Southern Wells wins 10-6 over Muncie Burris. Boone Grove wins 14-2 over West Central. Jasper takes down Fort Wayne Bishop Dwenger 4-3. Rochester falls to Warsaw 18-8 today as well. High school softball scores: Lakewood Park Christian 18, Hamilton 7, Park Heritage 7, Seeger 0. Riverton Park 14, Covington 5, Danville knocks off South Vermilion 5-3. West Noble takes down Fort Wayne Southside 17-0, and Lawrence North wins 16-8 over Perry Meridian. Bluffton also wins today 8-5 over Northfield, as we are slowly getting closer to game number one between the Pacers and Knicks. Let's recap some basketball from today, where it was the Minnesota Timberwolves taking down the defending NBA champion Denver Nuggets in Denver. Minnesota now leads that seven-game series 1-0. 106-99 the final there. Coming up tomorrow, the Magic and Cavaliers have game seven. The winner will take on the Boston Celtics next week. That game is in Cleveland. Now the game that we're all waiting for, the Pacers and Knicks. That game will tip off at 7:30 on TNT. And the general manager for the Pacers, Chad Buchanan, joined the ride with JMV on 107.5 The Fan on Friday and talked about the difference in the play styles between the two teams.
Yeah, it's a completely different contrasting styles. You're exactly right, John. I mean, they're a slow half-court, grind-you-out physical style of play, and we're more free-flowing, you know, run the floor, push the ball type. And it's going to be a battle of wills, you know, which style bears out, you know, successful. And it may be different from game to game. I think we saw that in the Milwaukee series that,
special thank you to James Adams for sending that clip on over to us here. Over in the Kentucky Derby, that happened earlier on today, it was Mystic Dan winning the 150th race, and this one was about as close as it could get, by a nose hair, as he takes home the Kentucky Derby, an epic photo finish according to CBS Sports. NASCAR tomorrow, 3 o'clock in Kansas for the Advent Health 400. IndyCar gets the weekend off. They'll be back in Indianapolis for the remainder month of May, first with the Grand Prix next Sunday. I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network, DrivenToSaveLives.org is their website. Sign up today. Help lives in the future. Anyone can sign up. No age limits, no health restrictions to sign up to be an organ donor. Every 10 minutes, someone's added to the donor transplant waiting list. There are more than 1,000 Hoosiers waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. And by signing up to be an organ and tissue donor, you can help save 8 lives and heal 75 others. Once again, that website, DrivenToSaveLives.org. Corbin Lingenfelter, please tell me about the Kentucky Derby. I forgot, I don't know why, but I forgot the race was today. I normally like to try to watch it. And I guess I picked the day they have the greatest finish in the history of the race.
Yeah, I'm looking at the photo right now of it. I mean, it looks – it's very close, and, I mean, it's just amazing. This is only the 26th time that the Kentucky Derby has been decided by the length of a neck or less. Mystic Wow. Dan takes it home.
Wow. Well, that's great. I have not been to that event. It'd be kind of a fun event to watch. I think those days are over. I'm not a huge fan of crowds anymore, and so. But it was fun. It had to be fun. Have you been? Are you a horse racer? I've used to go up to the track in Anderson. How about this? Back in the day, used to be sponsors of the show. So they called me. You can appreciate this. They called me and they said, look, we want to extend an invitation for you to come up and be one of our guest jockeys. And I said, no, seriously. Idiot that I am, I said, yeah, sure, no problem, uh-huh. Right? No problem at all. And so I go up there and this is sulky racing, so I'm in this contraption that you're in, and I'm with the driver or the rider. I'm with the jockey, and it's like a 2-seat contraption. And I think there may be five or six different horses in this race, mm-hmm. and it dawns on you early. This is dangerous, okay? I mean, seriously. I've signed all the waivers. I've done all that stuff. And we are out. There's no practice. You're strapped in and say, hey, boom, you're coming out. They drop the gate and you're flying. I mean, flying down the track. And when you come out of that turn and head to the straightaway for the finish, they're crazy. I don't get too nervous about things. I was concerned about the finish. Not coincidentally, though, we won. And come to find out that we won because we may have cheated. No. There was no may have to it. We did. And we get a horse who basically we weren't supposed to have because it was not supposed to run in that race. This was a horse that had a considerable amount of success, and they weren't going to run it. And I don't look. What do I know? I'm riding. I'm literally along for the ride and having a great time. And come to find out afterwards, they come up to us and say, you guys should be disqualified. And I go, come on, this is a charity event. What are we doing here? We're just having some fun. And so that was my one and only on the racetrack. And I have never told this story anywhere. And it was fun. I loved every minute of it, except when I started to look around and we're passing people and they're starting to veer into us. And you're thinking, hey, this thing could just overturn and mm-hmm. flip and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah. It was fun. I knew you'd like that story. I knew you could appreciate that story. Oh, yeah. That was back in the day. And I'm debating on whether or not to write the definitive Indiana Sports Talk book of all the things from back in the day, back when we first started the show and the things we did like that. Because some of the things I've done as in terms of sponsorship, same thing when I parachuted with the United States Army's Golden Knights. That was a sponsorship deal. Hmm. We're chasing a sponsorship with the Army, and you know, sales, county executive calls and says, "Hey, the Army wants you to come down to Fort Knox and go parachute with them." And I go, "Yeah, sure, no problem." This 9 months after I've had a heart attack, right, which I'm not supposed to do, and I would publicly admit the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life, the most exhilarating thing I've ever done. And the dumbest thing I've ever done. All right, Corbin, hang in there. Scoreboard update with Corbin Lingenfelter. This is Indy.
We all know that the Pacers won their first playoff series since 2014. But that playoff series win over the Milwaukee Bucks was also the first playoff series win for head coach Rick Carlisle since he won the 2011 NBA Finals with the Dallas Mavericks. Carlisle spoke post-game on just how he's feeling after that.
Yeah, this has been great. I mean, look, when we had to basically squash this thing 2.5 years ago and start over, when you start using the R word, you know, it can get ugly.
That word would be rebuild, which the Pacers seem to be almost through.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
We don't want to say they're through quite yet. And that clip was courtesy of Pacers.com. Indiana will take on the New York Knicks starting on Monday at 7:30. They're in New York for games 1 and 2, back at home for games 3 and 4, which has forced the Indiana Fever to move Caitlin Clark's home debut in the preseason to Thursday night, May 9th. Over in the high school baseball world, Union County falls the Knights down 4-3. Prairie Heights takes down Elkhart Christian Academy 10-4. Frankfort wins 6-3 over Peru. Winnemac falls to LaVille 1-0. Forest Park wins 11-0 over Hancock County. And Seager wins over Park Heritage 7-4. South Adams wins 4-3 over Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian. Avon falls to Noblesville 6-1 today, and West Washington wins 13-0 over Eastern. I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. We are honored to be joined by Brendan King, the voice of the South Bend Cubs. Now, Mr. King, you know, my crack research department here has informed me, and I'm a little upset about this, by the way, has informed me that last night was your 500th game. Is that correct?
Last night was my 500th game, Coach. Between Boise and South Bend, number 500 was last night. So it's a nice little milestone in the career, for sure.
Right. And I greatly appreciate you not mentioning that last night. Why did you not bring that up last night?
I never want to make it about me. I'm calling about the team.
Come on.
Right? So, It's a nice personal accolade for sure, Coach.
Sure.
And I think more than anything, it shows that, you know, I would have been happy to do 20 games, right? I mean, growing up and wanting to do this, it's been a great ride. But to do 500, I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, the first 76 came in Boise, Idaho, and then it's been, do the math, 424 with the South Bend Cubs. So here's to the next 500, right?
Did you share that information with the Cubs, and did we have a celebration?
Yeah, so this is pretty cool, Coach. And again, I hate to talk about me, but
that's why we had your call. You don't want to, it's either talk about you or talk about me, for heaven's sake. We don't want to talk about me.
Yeah, well, so what they did, so big shout out to our manager, Nick Lovello. I've talked to you about him before.
Yeah,
he is the youngest manager I've had. His dad is Torrey Lovello, the Arizona Diamondbacks manager. So this is a guy that gets it. This is a guy that has been around. So we won 3-0 last night, as you know. And after the game, he called me and he says, "Hey, I need to see you down in my office."
We've traded you. We've traded you to some single A team in South Carolina.
right. So I said, oh, man, what can this be? And all the coaches are down in the clubhouse, and they all shake my hand, and they gave me a game ball and the scorecard from the night.
Cool.
So that meant a lot, and it was just nice to win, right? We won 3-0, and then again tonight 7-6, so the boys are playing good ball.
And you didn't get a chance to celebrate on Indiana Sports Talk. You had the opportunity, but you passed on it. I mean, okay, now we celebrate tonight. Happy 501 tonight.
Thank you, Coach. It means a lot, but, yeah, I mean, to talk about tonight, man, one of the biggest winding and weaving games we played all year, 7-6 the final. We got it done late. We were up 1-0 after an inning. Then the starting pitchers really lock in. Luis Devers on the mound for us, Mitch Myers for Lansing. Both starters went a quality 5 innings and only gave up a run. So they did their job, no doubt. But Lansing, they got to our bullpen pretty quickly. We gave up 4 combined runs between the 6th and 7th innings. So late, we needed a comeback. And that's exactly what happened. Felix Stevens led off the top of the 7th with a homer dead center. That got it back to a 4-2 ball game. Eventually, we tied it 4-4. But Lansing, right back to it. They got 2 runs in the bottom of the 8th, making it 6-4. And then, Coach, this is the guy that is probably the hottest hitter in baseball right now. It's our second baseman. His name is Pedro Ramirez. He's just 20 years old. Coach, you're not going to believe this number. He is 25 for his last 48 at the plate. That's 25 for 48. You need me to do the math, Coach, that's a .515 batting average in his last 2 weeks. He is otherworldly hot. And as we were down 6-4 in the top of the 9th inning, we put 2 men on base. He launched a home run over the right field wall, giving us the 7-6 lead. And Grayson Moore, former Vanderbilt guy, closed out the save in the bottom of the 9th. And he got it done with both the tying and winning runs on base for Lansing. They had runners at the corners, and Moore struck out the final man of the game, and we held on to win 7-6.
Wow. I mean, those numbers are staggering. I mean, he's doing it all, right? I mean, he's putting the whole idea of putting the ball in play, he's taking it to a different level.
Absolutely, and he's not necessarily a home run hitter, Coach. He has back-to-back games now with a round tripper, but they're his first 2 home runs of the year. So Ramirez has been great when it comes to putting the ball in play, finding gaps, finding holes, and every game this series, he's played all 5 games this week, he has a multi-hit game. He's gotten at least 2 base hits every game this week, and the kid is absolutely killing it. So we're playing good ball. We've won 4 or 5 games this week. We've already won the series, no matter what happens tomorrow. So that's going to be our first series win of the year. So take that for some good vibes. Go home next week and try and keep on winning. We're finding our game for sure.
So am I putting the kiss of death on them by saying they're starting to create a little momentum?
No, not at all. Not at all. That's definitely the case. And, Coach, let me add one more thing to this game. 8th inning, we have runners at 1st and 2nd. There's a pickoff throw to 2nd base. It looks like our guy was out. Our guy was leading, and they tried to pick us off. Looked like our guy was out. So the Lansing manager goes out there, gets ejected. So he gets his money's worth. Everybody's kind of laughing. Everybody's like, ha, 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 that's funny. 2 plays later, base hit to left. Our guy tries to come around to score. Bang, bang, play at the plate. Our guy is called out. Our manager gets tossed. Within 5 minutes of each other, Coach, both managers got tossed in the same inning. I have never seen that before.
I like it. I like it a lot. They both got their money's worth.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
I hope.
both got their money's worth times a million. And what's funny is that it's a 2 umpire system in our league, and each umpire ejected one guy. So the base umpire ejected Lansing's guy, and then the home plate umpire ejected our guy.
Wow. You know, I coached, as you know, I coached basketball and baseball at Franklin College. And I was asked in my college basketball coaching career to leave a number of games before they were completed, if you understand what I'm saying.
Right.
And I do have I did and probably still do have anger management issues is the way I tried to describe it. But I was never tossed out of a baseball game. And I tried – you talk about getting your money's worth. I tried and tried and tried. And I just think that they decided, look, we're not giving you what you want. And it was painful. It was the irony. No one who actually knows me very well and seen me in action can believe that I never got tossed out of a baseball game. And I had no problem, you know, sprinting across the field, going toe to toe with somebody. I had no problem with that at all. Still don't, as a matter of fact. You know that didn't work so well in a basketball arena.
No.
So that could get a little tricky, quite frankly. But all right, so you're back home next week. Who are you playing at home next week?
We will host coach the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They're the affiliate of the Twins, the defending champion in our league. They bring a pretty good roster. They've been a 500 ball club to start this year. They lost a lot from that championship team to AA, but they're still a good ball club. So good chance next week. They're a West Division team. Lansing is an East Division team. So, you know, you do the math. We need to get back in the division.
Right.
So we're going to have to beat West teams, and hopefully we can do that next week.
Great litmus test for you, too. I mean, you find out, you know, how important this particular series that you just won, how important that can be. And, I like this stuff. You got time to stick around? I got plenty of things I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about the parent ball club too.
We can do that.
Okay, I want to talk.
Yeah,
I want to talk about those guys and talk about. I'm sure there will be an honor guard and some kind of escort out at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway when you return for your race gig, your month of May gig on Network Indiana. Has that been arranged already that there'll be a police escort for you from South Bend down to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, correct?
Not that I know of, but if there is, they're going to have to close down that left lane on US 31.
Well, we can – listen – I know people. We'll see what we can do. Brendan King and I will come back and talk some more ball on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Corbin Lingenfelter with this Network Indiana scoreboard update. Let's get you set for some games happening tomorrow. Let's start with minor league baseball, shall we? At 1:35 Eastern, the Indianapolis Indians wrap up their series with Buffalo. That is Kids Eat Free Sunday, and what better way to celebrate that than putting perhaps one of the most prolific minor league AAA pitchers on the mound, Paul Skeens, taking the rubber for the Indians tomorrow. Also coming up tomorrow as well in Major League Baseball at 2:15. Chicago White Sox are on the road to the St. Louis Cardinals. Also at 2:20, the Milwaukee Brewers continue their series with the Chicago Cubs. That game's at 2:20. And then the Baltimore Orioles continue to stay in Cincinnati against the Reds. That game will throw first pitch at 4:10. In the NBA, we're getting you set for Pacers-Knicks. That game will be 7:30 on Monday night. Right now, the ESPN spread has the Knicks favored by 6.5 at home for the Eastern Conference semifinals game number one. Advancing on for the Pacers also forced the Fever to push back their home debut of Caitlin Clark in a Fever uniform in preseason. That game will take place on Thursday night instead. Tomorrow in college softball, the University of Indianapolis will face the winner of Missouri S&T and McKendree for the GOBC Softball Tournament Championship. Missouri S&T and McKendree throw first at 10 a.m. UND follows at 12:30. I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. We resume our conversation with Brendan Kink from the South Bend Cubs. All right, tell me about the parent club. How are they doing?
Well, I think two sides of the coin, Coach, when it comes to the Chicago Cubs right now, and that's the difference between the starting rotation and the bullpen. Rotation has been excellent. We saw two nights ago, well, last night, that is, Hayden Wesneski, 6 2/3 scoreless innings, and he's the kid the Cubs got from the Yankees, and I've enjoyed getting to know him because he has been absolutely fabulous. Mm-hmm. And, again, he's gone between AAA Iowa and Chicago doing whatever they ask. He's pitched in relief. He's pitched in the rotation. And 6 2/3 yesterday, unfortunately, they blew the save, and he couldn't earn the win. Today, a different story against Milwaukee. Cubs are able to hold on in what was a close one, though. Again, down the stretch, Coach. First of all, Jameson Taillon was fabulous. He's posted an ERA under 2-4 starts since coming off the IL. But, you know, it's still a fact that the bullpen is shaky, and the bullpen has just not been able to hold leads. It does not help at all that many guys are on the shelf right now. Julian Merriweather, one of their best right-handed bullpen arms, is on the IL. Also doesn't help that Justin Steele is still out and Kyle Hendricks in the rotation. So, you know, they've really kind of had to Band-Aid this thing. But still, this is Major League Baseball, and you got to find a way to get outs because, quite frankly, Coach, you know this as well as I do, and so do both guys in the studio right now, Elijah and Corbin. Nobody's going to feel bad for you, right? So you got to find a way to get out. And, you know, we'll see what Jed Hoyer wants to do. But the good news is you hold on for a win today. Hector Neris gets the save. But also the bats have been great. I mean, we saw Nico Horner with a multi-hit day today. Ian Happ, the same thing. Guys are doing well in the absence of Cody Bellinger and Seiya Suzuki. But if you're going to compete in that division, Milwaukee's playing good ball. You're going to have to get your big guns back. But Craig Counsell did say yesterday that he expects Bellinger and Suzuki both back soon, whatever that means, or whenever that means, I'm not sure. But it's definitely nice at least to know that the big guns are coming back, and hopefully the Cubs, who are now just a game out in the division, can put some wins together. And again, they're going to have to address the bullpen. There's no question, but for now, the rotation has been excellent.
He's Brendan King. You hear him every weekend talking about the South Bend Cubs. You're going to be listening to him talk about the Indianapolis 500 coming up very, very soon. So, Brendan, thank you. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next weekend.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate you.
Thanks so much. Brad Huber joins me. You heard Brad Huber last night, our scoreboard update anchor last night. He also, and we mentioned this last night, he is the track announcer at the Paragon Speedway. Big night of racing in the Paragon Speedway tonight. Brad, what's going on down at the Paragon Speedway tonight?
Yeah, we had our Endurance Classic, which was a 68-lap race in memory of Chuck Amati, who was a National Sprint Car Hall of Famer who passed away back in 2008. The race has been run ever since then, and it's the longest race the sprint car drivers do, at least at Paragon Speedway, all year long, 68 laps. It's an endurance race, and you know, you have to have the car to be able to last all 68 laps to get to the finish.
Yeah, 68 laps, you know, people would say, well, that doesn't sound like much, but it is on a track where when you do a race at the Paragon Speedway, what's the normal number of laps they run?
The normal sprint car race we have week in, week out is a 25-lap feature. So this one almost three times that.
Right.
The other big race we have kicks off the season, the No Way Out 40. That's a 40-lap race. So, yeah, it takes a lot on these cars. You have to be able to manage your tire wear. We had that tonight. Cody Trammell, who was the winner of this race last year, he dominated the first 50 laps, and then his left front tire went down on him, and that ended his race. And we had a great battle between Ricky Lewis out of Camarillo, California, and Jake Scott out of Morgantown here in Indiana. And Ricky Lewis held on by a half second. I do think if the race was two more laps, so Jake Scott, our track champion, last year would have had it because he was coming at the end. He cut a 1.2-second lead down to a half second when the checker flag came out.
All right, just let me know when they have the night when I can bring my Saab 9.3 convertible down and get in a sprint race. What when you know, I'll paint a number on the side of it, and we can do some racing. How's that?
Well, maybe it'll fit in like either the bomber class or the Hornet class or some, you know, superstar class, something like that.
Right.
one of the maybe the classes that we have.
Yeah, maybe the crazy old guy class. How's that?
There you go. I like that idea.
Month of May, what's the month of May like at the Berrigan Speedway? I got to believe it's a lot of excitement, quite frankly.
Yeah, we have next weekend off, which is kind of good to kind of reset. And then the weekend after that, which is qualifying weekend, IMS will have racing on Friday and Saturday, May 17th and 18th. The All-Star TQ Midgets will be there on Saturday. Then we have our normal fan appreciation night on the eve of the Indianapolis 500 Memorial Day weekend. So you can get in for half price that night, see our four classes in action, have some fun, and get your racing kick before we have the Indy 500 the next day on Sunday.
Sounds perfect. All right, so busy week now. We open up the track this week, and there should be a lot of fun opportunities.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Opportunities for people to see some cars at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Yeah, all four classes with the IndyCar Series and the Road to India, that's the Indy Next, and then you have the Indy Pro Series below that, and the USF 2000s in action, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Road Course. I know we have the Road to Indy practice on Thursday, and then we'll have practice and qualifying for everybody on Friday, including the NTT IndyCar Series. And then all four classes will race on Saturday, leading up to the San Gio Grand Prix. I believe that's a 3:30 green flag. But you have Indy Next before that, and then the Road to Indy before that. So racing, I really think, gets underway at like 8 a.m. both Friday and Saturday. The cars on track all the way until about 6 in the afternoon.
Sounds to me like a lot of fun. Race fans, get down to the Berrigan Speedway, have some fun. What else is going on in the race world? What do I need to be aware of?
I know NASCAR, I'll have to admit, I haven't seen what's gone on today, but I know NASCAR is at Kansas Speedway coming up tomorrow with a NASCAR Cup Series. They'll be at Darlington, and then they'll head to the All-Star Race in the Coca-Cola 600. But just a lot of racing locally around local short tracks, Circle City Raceway in Indianapolis, Kokomo Speedway, Anderson Speedway. We have a lot of good options here in Indiana to check out racing at your local short track. So it's encourage everybody to go out and do that. If you like racing, go out and support your local short track and watch good either dirt racing or pavement racing. Take your pick.
Couldn't say it any better. He's the man, Brad Huber, the track announcer at the Berrigan Motor Speedway in beautiful downtown Berrigan. Brad, thanks for thinking of me tonight. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Coach. You too. We'll talk to you soon.
I look forward to it. Thanks very much. Coming up soon, a scoreboard update. Last one of the night with Corbin Lingenfelter. Corbin, you're still there, right? You're still with me.
I'm still
Remind
with
me,
you.
What time Monday night for the Knicks and the Pacers? Is it 7?
7:30. On
TNT?
On TNT or on the local radio station here in Indianapolis, 93.5, 107.5 The Fan.
Yeah, we obviously advise you to turn down your sound and turn up our colleague, Mr. Mark Boyle, and all those guys. We're big believers in that. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. And then what's the schedule? So they'll play Monday and then win again.
So game number two would be on Wednesday the 8th. Game three back at home would be the 10th. And then the fourth game would be on the 12th, and the rest of the schedule is kind of TBD depending on how the series goes.
Got it. Okay. That's good. I like this. How can you not enjoy this time of year? I mean, seriously, when's their next matchup?
Theirs is May 9th, so Thursday before the Pacers' first home game.
Outstanding. All right. You know that music means you got to go to work. Corbin Lingenfelter coming up with his final scoreboard update of the night. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
Corbin Lingenfelter with this Network Indiana scoreboard update. Now, have you ever wondered what it's like to be a general manager of a team and have to sit through a playoff series? Pacers general manager Chad Buchanan answered this question with JMV on the ride with JMV on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan.
Is straight misery. It really is. It's the nerves of the game, you know, every play, you know, the moment of, you want it so bad for your team, for your coaches, for your fans, for your owner, and just every minute is just straight misery, no matter how well things are going.
Special thanks to James Adams for sending that clip on over. Now, the Pacers will play the Knicks on Monday night for Game 1 at 7:30. First two games are in New York. Game 2 will come on May 8th, which is Wednesday. That's an 8 o'clock tip on TNT. Then they move back home for Game 3 and 4. First will be on Friday night for Game 3 at 7 on ESPN. And then on the following Sunday at 3:30 on ABC. The rest of the schedule is kind of TBD, depending on how the rest of the rest of the playoffs end up going. The UND women's softball team is off to the GLVC championship game, facing either McKendree or Missouri S&T. UND has now extended their win streak to 24 games to find the last time the Hounds lost. You got to go all the way back to March 29th. I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Fun time of year, and we're so glad that you are with us. We are heading into the final weeks of season number 30. Hard to believe that we started this in 1994, doing the math, 1994, with an idea, and it's worked on these past 30 years. So my customary summer hiatus is coming up in 2 weeks, well, 3 weeks, actually. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure you are, too. Some of my colleagues will be sitting in for me during June and July, and a chance to have some fun with them and do some fun things with the show. And we'll be back. I'll be back on the air with season 31 on that first weekend in August. So that is it's kind of fun to reminisce from time to time. Don't mean to bore you with all those details, but yeah, 30 years of anything is a long time, and 30 years with a show that was unique at the time we started, kind of still is, if you think about it. So we were doing this with an idea that people cared about high school sports in our state, and they clearly do. And so too many people to thank at this particular time, but at the right time, we'll have an opportunity to do that. And also, it's this time of year, too, where we get a chance to spend a little different pace, a little different time, a little different pace on the show, longer conversations with people, rather than our a lot of coaches and a lot of media people back to back to back. And yeah, it's fun. Can't do it without the great help of talented people like Elijah Robertson, our studio producer, and Corbin Lingenfelter, our scoreboard anchor guy. All right, Corbin Lingenfelter, are you all set now for Monday night? Will you be watching the Pacers and the Knicks on Monday?
Yes, Coach, I will be, because I want to see the matchup. I want to see how Tyrese does, and I really want to see how the game flow goes, because as we heard with Chad Buchanan on JMB, these two teams have different play styles. You know, it's kind of a flip-flop of the early 2000s, where the Pacers were the, you know, beat you down with the big guys, and the Knicks were the whole, you know, we're going to beat you with speed and playmaking. So it'll be interesting to see how these two teams flip-flop and see how the youth comes into play on Monday night.
I think it's just it's fun. As I mentioned when I had Scott Agnes on earlier in the night, to me, it's fun to watch the chess match between everybody game to game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, you know, yeah, differences of style are always important and always fun. My experience tells me that if one team doesn't want to speed up, it's hard to make them, especially at that mm-hmm. level. So you have to be, I would think, situational in your approach to run your break and get in transition. But I always go back to this. Basketball is a make or miss game. You got to make shots. You got to make shots, and you have to make them not make shots. It's easier said than done. And so I asked Scott, you know, who was the X factor? Who were those guys? Because invariably someone steps up. You know, your stars are going to be stars. That's if they aren't, you're in deep trouble in a situation like this. But it's who else steps up and elevates his particular game that becomes important. And it's also important, too, the Fever are in action on Thursday night, correct?
Correct, at 7 o'clock.
All right, take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up. Final break, final thoughts. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. I'm glad you're with us. Corbin Lingenfelter is back. Great job tonight, Corbin. Wonderful job as always.
Thank you, Coach. Pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you and great to have Elijah. Fantastic. It's the A team, quite frankly, and so that's good. So Fever on Thursday. Who did they play?
So they've got the Atlanta Dream on Thursday night.
Okay. Well, you know, they lost their first one, but plenty of things to get excited about. Mm-hmm. I think people, if there was, I can't imagine there was a question that people would have about Caitlin Clark. And granted, it's one game, but I think she'll make the transition smoothly. I think there are plenty of reasons for people to get excited. How do you not get excited about basketball if you're in Indiana, for heaven's sakes? I mean, come on.
You know what they say.
Do we have to remind you where you are?
Yeah, you know what they say, Coach. You know, to 49 other states, it's just basketball. But here in Indiana.
Not here.
It's different, yeah.
No, not here. Just a reminder, too, the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star Game is right around the corner. Just to remind all of you. So plenty of tickets available. You want to talk about, and we're going to start talking more about that as we get closer to June, because that's when that wraps up. But yeah, that's fun. You get the Pacers on Monday, and what did you say? Monday, Wednesday. So they're Monday, Wednesday.
Monday, Thursday.
Pacers
are Monday, Wednesday. Correct. Yes.
Monday, Wednesday, and then Caitlin on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, Fever on Thursday. Full week of basketball.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. And by the way, there are other games I suppose you could watch on TV, but who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be there in person or watch the Pacers. Now, the Fever's regular season games, that's when they get the national stage, not in these exhibitions or preseason games, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct, yeah. They open their season on May 14th against the Connecticut Suns, then return home. I believe it was May 16th for Caitlin Clark's season debut.
Mm-hmm. And that is on, where will people be able to watch that?
So games are kind of spread out. I have not seen a TV schedule yet,
okay.
But they'll be on a variety of TNT, NBA TV, ESPN, CBS Sports has a few as well. So there's plenty of options for you to see the Fever in action.
Outstanding. Great job, Corbin. Wonderful. Enjoy the weekend. When do we get you again?
I think you've got me in 2 weeks on a Saturday. I think it's the 18th.
Perfect. Looking forward to it. Corbin Lingenfelter, great job. Great job, Elijah Robertson, too, as always. A great job. A great job, too, and thank you very much to our great stations that bring you the show every Friday and Saturday night. And for 30 years, you've made us the most listened-to sports talk show in our state's history. It is the history-making, legendary Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.